This is the 44th in a series of columns written by staff from the Lighthouse to help the community better understand people experiencing homelessness and those who support them. This column appears every other Monday. Everywhere you look, it's evident that homelessness is increasing. The Association of Municipalities of Ontario published a report 2 weeks ago that outlines an increase in homelessness of 25% within 2 years. It's an issue that is becoming more and more prevalent and impacting many in our community, and it's critical to take action to address it. Meet Charlotte, a 12-year-old who is making a difference. Her family first walked in the coldest night of the year, CNOY, one of the Lighthouse's 3 signature fundraising events, when she was 4 years old, and she's been involved with the Lighthouse ever since. When asked what she likes about CNOY, Charlotte shared she loves how everyone comes together to support an important cause. "It's important because I can't imagine sleeping outside," she said. "I couldn't even go out for recess the other day because it was too cold." CNOY is a winter fundraising event where people gather to walk 2 or 5 kilometers to gain a deeper understanding of the challenges people face when experiencing homelessness during a cold Canadian winter. Each walker joins or creates a team and raises funds for an awareness about the Lighthouse's services, which include emergency shelter, supportive housing, outreach, meal programs, and medical and mental health support. It's a community event being held on February 22nd, with the Ferris team being the lead sponsor for the 9th year in a row. For anyone who's never been to a CNOY event, Charlotte explains it like this. "We meet outside in the Capitol parking lot to start. You check in, and there's snacks and hot chocolate. You get buttons for your hat, too, that's my favorite part. Then there's a short speech, and you start the walk. There are people cheering you on while you walk. Last year, you got poutine halfway through, at Smoke's Poutinerie, and when you finished the walk, there was Chick-fil-A for you, too." Charlotte has always had a heart to care for others. She shared a story that when she was in grade 1, her mom was talking with some neighbors about another family who was in need of some furniture. "I overheard, went to my room and got my giving jar of my money. I told her she could take it to give to the family who needed it," Charlotte said. Throughout the year, Charlotte raises money and saves a portion of her earnings to be able to give to others. "I have 3 bank accounts. One for giving, one to save for when I'm older, and one for regular spending," she said. Any money she receives, including birthday gifts or earnings from babysitting and baking cookies, is split between these 3 categories. "When it's time for CNOY, I put everything from my giving account into that donation," she said. "We're fundraising to make sure people are safe and that they can have homes, too." She's created the Frost Force team with a goal of raising $5,000, and she encourages others to join her in supporting the Lighthouse. "I ask my family and friends' moms to give to CNOY. My mom advertises on Facebook for me, too." Frost Force is currently in the top 3 teams fundraising so far. Charlotte's enthusiasm is contagious. "Last year, one of my friends walked with me, and this year, we've been spreading the word at school about how fun it is. We have 2 more friends who are definitely walking with us, and they've signed up on my team," she said. "If you're thinking about it, you should absolutely sign up to fundraise. You should walk so that you can know that you're making a difference, too. Join Charlotte by signing up to walk in the coldest night of the year at cnoy.org/location/Aurelia or donate to her team at secure.eturm.com/registrant/teamfundraisingpage.aspx?team@=1021889. Linda Goodall is the executive director at the Lighthouse and can be reached at linda@aurelialighthouse.ca. Rosemary Peterson is the managing director at the Lighthouse and can be reached at rosemary@aurelialighthouse.ca.